wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey, what up, girl?
Grab my glasses, I'm out the door. I'm gonna hit this city.
Let's
before
go.
I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back.
Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. It's been a tradition for generations of young women waiting for the weekend and then letting loose with a vengeance, going out, partying, and drinking like a fish. The bumps, bruises, and blackouts can all be written off as collateral damage, a necessary side effect of having fun. It's called binge drinking, and it's a popular part of youth culture, reinforced through popular music, social networking, and the clever use of marketing. But more and more young women are finding their girls' night out fraught with problems. Girls' Night Out is also the name of a new documentary that looks at young women and binge drinking. Based on the book Drink, The Intimate Relationship Between Women and Alcohol by Anne Dowsett Johnson, it looks at the role binge drinking and alcohol culture plays in their lives and the danger it poses to health, self-image, and safety. It follows its subjects, women who say they like to go binge drinking and those who have given it up, and shares their frank confessions. The documentary is directed by award-winning Toronto filmmaker Phyllis Ellis. It premieres on CBC TV on January 25th, followed by live panel discussions. And I'm very pleased to have Phyllis Ellis here to tell us more about her documentary and the troubles binge drinking brings. Hi, Phyllis.
Hi.
So what is binge drinking and what's wrong with it?
Well, there's a sort of a statistical classification of what binge drinking is, four or five or more drinks in a very, I think, in a two-hour period. I think that it looks very different depending on the young people that are doing it, but I think an inordinate amount of alcohol in a very short period of time. It's frequency, volume, and speed, I think, that constitutes what binge drinking is.
And is the problem alcohol or something about binge drinking in particular that's dangerous?
Well, that's a big question. Alcohol is a carcinogen. Alcohol is a drug. So anytime you use a drug or a carcinogen, I think is probably a problem. It depends on how much you use it. But binge drinking in and of itself is really dangerous because it takes your blood alcohol level to a sort of a spiked peak place in a very, very short period of time. And it's really dangerous.
So why is then binge drinker getting wasted? Why is that cool?
Well, that's also a really loaded question. And I think sometimes those kinds of questions are posed really well to young people that are in the culture. But what I was able to learn having, shot the film, it's cool because alcohol is normalized in our society and it's glamorized in our society. And it's told that you can be better, you can be sexier, you can be funnier, you can have way more fun if you have a little bit to drink and to take the edge off. And then a little bit becomes a lot. I think that there's a lot of pressures on young women and young men in today's society. I think we're told from the media, from film, from television narratives, from marketing and big alcohol and lots of places that alcohol is fantastic. And it's one of the sort of gateways to having a really amazing night.
But doesn't alcohol also serve as a sort of a social lubricant that allows women to say or do things that they wouldn't normally have the courage to do?
Alcohol, the young women that I spoke to definitely said that alcohol is a social lubricant. And I guess the question would be, why do we need a social lubricant? And I guess that's a deeper question. So that was also one of the really interesting things that happened for me during the film. I was really hot on, don't drink that much, and alcohol, and the amount and the frequency that you're drinking. But it actually came down to why. are young women drinking and what are the root causes and what are we doing to our girls and why do we feel crappy? Why do we have low self-esteem, body image? Why do we need a social lubricant when we walk in a party? Hookup culture, all of the things that are putting pressure on young women at a much earlier age than when I was young. I'm not saying, you know, we didn't drink, and that's the other thing. You know, a lot of people I know my age sort of came at me, why are you doing a show about this? We drank and we're fine. Well, if you look around in the body of people that I know, a lot of people aren't fine. And it's you know, not necessarily directly related, but everybody has their own relationship with alcohol.
So what did you got together a group of women who say they like a binge drinking or what you're calling binge drinking, but what are some of the things they say that don't seem to go with having fun?
The young women that are currently drinking in the culture that I had a great opportunity to speak to, and there's a lot of courage, you know, allowing us into their world like that. I have to say that right away because you know, it's a lot. But I guess one of the most dramatic things, you know, over the evolution of the film, you know, we found out that it causes breast cancer and all the plethora of things you find out in Act Two, the consequences of drinking.
These are long-term things.
And then there's short-term things. You can fall, you can break your neck, you can die. That's long-term, I guess, in the end of it all. But there's also, you know, sexual assault, rape culture. There's all kinds of things. Not that, you know, there's a great quote, and I meant to cite the doctor, Sarah Heppala, who is one of the subjects in the film and is also an author. She said that one of the doctors had said to her that when guys drink, when boys drink, they do things to people because of the testosterone level and the aggression. And when girls drink, they get things done to them. And that is not victim shaming or victim blaming. It's a physiological, biological fact. And so our bodies respond to alcohol in a very, very different way than, say, young men. And we could do Boys' Night Out. If anyone wants to finance it, I'm more than happy to make that film. But this particular film was concentrating on young women. But back to your original question, after everything and sitting and talking to the young women and well, would you stop? If we told you everything, every single possible thing that could happen to you, would you stop?
And what did they say?
No. Because it is, we're told it's fun. We're told we're more. Celebrities have their own alcohol brands, and celebrities are on yachts drinking Cristal champagne and popping bottles in clubs, and it's sexy and beautiful and wonderful, and they're having an amazing time. They did say, though, that if alcohol was perceived as gross, like cigarettes, then maybe they wouldn't do it as much, but it isn't. It's perceived as a ton of fun.
So one of the more scary aspects of the binge drinking that a lot of people mention is the phenomenon of blacking out.
Yeah.
Could you talk about that?
Well, it's a great, so thank you for asking that question, because a lot of people, and myself included, before I started the film, thought that blacking out was passing out. And so my friend would say to me, oh, I blacked out last night and I don't remember a thing. And I'd think, well, how do you not remember? So what I learned, that it is actually an alcohol-induced amnesia. So you drink, say you drink, like one of the girls says, eight drinks, eight shots, I'm good to go, or I'm, and at that point I'm blacking out, which means you're completely conscious. You could drive a motor vehicle, you could fly a plane, and absolutely the next day not remember a thing, which is why when you're in a blackout, there is a lot of controversy, and it's going to come up about consent and about a lot of different things that can happen in a blackout because you are not conscious. You respond, you smile, you laugh, you may dance. But when someone says, hey, do you wanna whatever, you may say yes, and you absolutely, absolutely 100% do not know you've said yes to that, whatever it is. Do you want a piece of gum or do you wanna go home with me? So I'm not putting those in the same category, but I'm just saying when you're in blackout, you're in a very dangerous place. And there is a point when young people black out. you know, one, two, three drinks, and you can't tell. And that's the other thing. You know, people talk about moderation and harm reduction and all of the things that, yes, of course, but you can't necessarily moderate. One day, two drinks would put you in blackout. The next time it would be eight drinks. Sometimes, you know, one drink and you feel sick. You don't know how your body's going to respond to alcohol. That's another thing I didn't know that I learned.
Another very interesting thing in the film is the issue of body image.
Yeah.
And we're dieting and health and things like that are at the front of many young women's minds. Mm-hmm. But how does alcohol affect this?
Well, I mean, alcohol, you know, it metabolizes into sugar, so I don't think it's awesome for, you know, it's not a healthy choice. You know, it's not something on the food group that would go under, you know, awesome. I think that from what I learned from the young women again, and that's also really important, I want people to know, this is a point of view film, it's their point of view. So anything that I'm saying today, I learned from them. I had a wonderful opportunity to spend a lot of time with Ann Dowsett Johnson before I started shooting the film. She connected me with incredible experts. So, you know, if I give my opinion, I'll say this is my opinion, but what young women are doing is they're meal replacing with alcohol. They won't drink, they won't eat all day so that they can save the calories to drink at night. Sometimes they force themselves to throw up mid-evening so that they can continue on. And that's really a misnomer because you actually don't get more sober if you throw up. And it's also a huge part of self-medicating. So all the media that is coming at us, and celebrities are on covers of magazines in lingerie, and we're all supposed to look perfect, and all of the pressures that are coming at us as women, as young women, it's also a way to self-medicate. So if you're comparing yourself with someone and you feel that by taking a drink, it's taking the edge off feeling self-conscious, it makes you feel all of those things. And one of the women in the film said, you know, it's not what could happen. It's not what could happen that you lose sleep over or that you have to contend with. It's what did happen. So, you know, it's that's the frightening thing about getting to a point where you're so out of control that everything is clouded.
So drinking on the weekend is not necessarily binge drinking. And there is the female bonding factor. The girls' night out is a place for women to interact with each other. Can you draw the line between binge drinking and just a normal girls' night out?
Well, like I said, binge drinking is classified, I think, for women, five or more drinks in a two-hour period. That's what, you know, that's what the statistics say, the research tells everyone. So I think there's a thing called pre-drinking where the girls go, young women and young men pre-drink as well, and they go and they'll drink a bottle of wine, and they drink a bottle of wine before they go out because it's less expensive, and they don't want to spend the money at the bar buying alcohol because it's really expensive.
It's expensive.
And they want a big buzz on before they get to wherever they're going, so they're good to go. I mean, going out for an evening and having a couple of drinks isn't what it would be classified as a binge. But I would hazard to guess, and from what everything I've learned and having a young daughter and really looking at what's happening in the world, that I would be really awesome if we could all learn to bond without a couple of drinks. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not advocating prohibition, and I'm not. But what I'm saying is we have to take a serious look about what role alcohol is playing in our lives and in our children's lives.
And what about the legal response? In the U.S., they decided to raise the drinking age to 21.
They did,
which is after most people graduate from university, whereas in Canada it's 18 or 19. Does that lead to more binge drinking if it's illegal?
I don't think so. I actually don't think it's prohibitive at all. I think young people in North America, in Great Britain, in Europe and Australia and New Zealand are drinking at the from 12, 13. So I don't think it may be make it more difficult to get, you know, to purchase it, but I don't think it's a deterrent. I don't think age is, because it's an epidemic in the United States, and binge drinking, and they're drinking at 18 at university.
So finally, what do you want, especially young women who watch your documentary, to take away with them?
Well, I'd love them just to sit quietly and really absorb and listen to what their contemporaries are saying, and to maybe see themselves or someone they know in one of the amazing young women that participated in our film, and to really look at, you know, what they're doing, and feel that they're enough. They're enough.
Thanks so much for talking with me, Phyllis.
Thank you.
Phyllis Ellis's new documentary about binge drinking, Girls Night Out, premieres on CBC TV on February 25th. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.